You must have had a long walk. Your shoes look like they're about to fall apart. Fitting for the scenery around you, is it not? This whole district of Earth where nothing grows but long-held grudges and taste for vengeance. Yes, the old house is still standing. A miracle, don't you think? Or maybe the exact opposite. If you've made up your mind, we'll walk up together, and I'll show you what I mean. That is, if you're so serious about whatever business you thought you had here. You still have the option to turn back, you know. You could live a whole life of the ever-regretful and try feeling gratitude for the slivers of peace you may encounter. Or turn to any belief system you may choose to stifle your will, to put your fist through the mirror when you look at yourself in the morning. Not your style? I get it. You feel determined, perhaps almost convinced that what you call your inner strength right now will last through this. Just don't say I didn't warn you. Come with me. So let me guess, you've been looking for your father, right? You've mentally prepared yourself to finally give him a piece of your mind after years of clues that mostly led you nowhere. And you are finally here. Are you surprised that I know this? Well, I know him. And I know the motives that would drive someone out here. While the rest of the world has made him part of the blissfully forgotten. What is it that you want to tell him? That he was a shitty father to you? That he abandoned you and sent you away to avoid talk of the town? Do you really think he will care? I'm sorry if that came out in a condescending way. It's just that I think you need some perspective on him. I guess you've already figured out that you're not the only one he subjected to this fate. It's merely that the scale of what he did goes beyond what you know. Yes, the mothers. Many anonymous mothers. I guess you can imagine that men like him don't see any lines between seduction and rape. Empty promises of running away together. Cuts and bruises from being dragged kicking and screaming into the woods. They're all the same to a man like him. What goes deeper than that is his way of imposing silence. The connections he established were perhaps initially made to ensure his business and keep out the competitors, but you'd be amazed at the things men and women of principle would keep to themselves if you approach them with the right tactics. Financial dependence, a false sense of security, subtle hints about purely speculative violence. He knew it all. Me? I was just another conquest. More bluntly, I was another piece of young pussy that he needed to ruin for other men. And I want no questions about which of the two methods he used on me. The thing about ruining a young girl is, it works. At least in these parts. The blame for his pleasure put on his subjects. He knew all about that too. It even worked on the most respectable daughters in the district. I should know. I was one of them. No, that's not all. This is not about me or you. It follows a bigger pattern. Look around you. Everything you see here is a result of his will to ruin. The mere fact that the others might get together one day and put him out of business, despite his skill at intrigue. He would not let anyone have that. And so, following his line of logic, he made sure no one could, by ruining their chances. I bet you were too young to remember anything when you were sent away. Back then, all you see here wasn't his. Not all of it. Not yet. But things change. He must have known, even back then, that spending his money like that would overreach his capabilities. He knew, and he planned for it. And once he owned the whole district, he got back at the world for every spiteful look he'd ever gotten, every conceived malign thought that ever supposedly been directed at him. He let them all go, told them to pack their bags and leave their livelihood. In his mind, it was the rational thing to do. It was that mentality that had got him to power after all. And the land withered, conquered, put under his control and ruined for anyone who'd think to make their own use of it. That's his narrative. He's still up there, gritting his teeth, staring out at the emptiness he left. Knowing that an army of sons and daughters like you want nothing more than to take a knife to his throat. And he loves that idea. Being hated beats being ignored, does it not? And let me tell you, he knows how to make hate linger. Look up from the ground. Have you noticed anything? Exactly. Nothing has changed. We've been walking steadily during this whole conversation, and we're not an inch closer to his house. Now, why is that, I wonder? Have you looked at yourself? Do you feel like something's missing? Turn around and look behind you. Do you recognize yourself? Do you look paler than usual? I must admit that I lied to you, but only once. I told you that you had the choice to turn back. The truth is, you never had the option to let your feet take you anywhere. No, don't act stupid. You know what this means. You've been dead for hours. Don't you feel the wind blowing right through you? You collapsed here on the ground, and what remains of you is nothing but a ghost. Ruined for anyone else. Vacío. The worms will take you in time. But I wouldn't nurture hopes of anything growing where you fell. This is his making too, of course. You were never meant to make it farther than this, because no one does. He's turned his home into an oasis within an almost endless desert. And anyone attempting to get to him is emptied of nutrition before they can even speak to him. Do you still hate? That's part of the plan too. He fosters it, like it's the only thing he cares about. Which it probably is at this point. But that is also his Achilles heel. We may not get to him yet, but his time will come. but I need your help. No, on the contrary, I don't need your patience. I need your anger. And I need to blend together with mine so that when the time comes, we'll release it all at once onto his rotting soul and ban it to hell for all eternity. Can you do that? Oh, I'll help you. And you'll love to hate it. No, don't look at me. Not yet. Consider what's left of yourself. You have his eyes. His menacing posture. Whether you like it or not. His way of almost spitting your words out while clenching your fist into a tense statue of bone. Don't be yourself. Be him. And hate it for all that you're worth. Oh, you're good at this. Convincing and terrifying. Convincing and terrifying. Okay, now look at me. What do you see? A sought-after girl in her prime? A valuable contender to become someone else's property? How does that make you feel? Knowing that someone else, someone more powerful than you, might buy the rights to this body in your stead? And someone else may get to love me, to fuck me, to show me off as their trophy? Does it make you envious? No, I need more than that. I need a shameful resentment that slips into your thoughts late at night. When you're kept up with a throbbing cock, unable to come because you've been overtaken by fantasies of hurting me. I want your darkest desires about your hands around my throat. Throttling the life out of my body while abusing my tight little cunt into oblivion. So that no other man can ever, ever take what's rightfully yours. I want your entitlement, your bruised masculinity lashing out to protect your property. And your property is me. That's right, that's better. Objectify me, seek out my points of weakness and memorize them. Don't ask me. Take me. That's right. Teach me how to take it now. You like this sense of power over me when I'm kneeling before you, huh? You like getting back at me for daring to maybe choose someone else over you. And get this look out of my eyes, like I fucking hate you. Fuck. Yes, let my hate fuel yours. Keep me on my knees, and shut my mouth up with your hard cock. You're learning fast, I see. That's a good thing. Yes, yes, be like him. Greedy. Inconsiderate. A consider it. You take pleasure out of my helplessness. That is what you want. That is what you want. Oh. Is it fun? What if I started struggling, huh? What if I started scraping my teeth against your vulnerable throbbing? That's it. Show me your power over me. Make me take it all that you... Oh. Yes, take it. Take it all out of me. Take... Turn my pain into your pleasure. Force me to take it. Good. Oh, you're good. Yes, don't care about my comfort or my safety. Is it? Force my hands behind my back and fuck my throat. It. Force it down deeper. Make me choke on it. Hold my nose with one hand for a bit. Make me hold my breath. Oh, I gag on it. Teach me a lesson. Teach me a lesson for trying to challenge you. Smudge my makeup. Rub it into my face with your cock. Make me enter your slut. I'm taking every inch down my throat for you. That I'll learn, and no other man will ever want me after this. throat. Make me choke on your seat. Make me... And you are well. You know what you're doing, don't you? You're making me relive my trauma, relive my pain. You're building the contempt I have for that man by bringing him out from inside you. Do you would feel it too? How he's turning you into a fucking psychopath with no concern for anything but getting back at this cold world for not giving you exactly what you want. Every living second of your existence. That's what I want. Your arrogance. Your indifference towards anything that could make you human again. I hope you're well rested. Because I need to ask you something. Why are you even allowing me to talk back at you? Are you going to keep letting this disrespectful little slut speak her mind? Look at my face. Do I look rebellious? Keep that in your mind. And burn your empathy down to the last fiber. You feel me resisting you, pushing back against you. Something needs to be done about that, doesn't it? Yes, slap the will to fight out of my body. Part my legs open. And take the thing that's your God-given right. Yes, rape me. Do what you need to turn into a monster. Hold my fucking arms in place. Press your fingers into them. Make it hurt. Go faster. Look through me like I'm nothing. Like I'm worthless for any purpose except being a stupid fucking cum dump. Yes, degrade me. Tell me that this is my future. That you make me go through this trauma. Over and over. Just to stroke your ego. Oh, feel my body betraying me. Feel my shame. My self-shame for giving you the satisfaction of my contractions. My contractions. As I come on your cock. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's right. I keep yourself in place. Push through my contractions. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Punish my pussy. Punish me for being the trophy that someone else could... I've had walking freely around this whole town. My clothes too tight, my skirts too short, showing off my ripe curves and my shaved legs. Provoking fantasies about possessing me. Only being free to fuck whoever I want. You wouldn't let me have that, would you? It was too much. For you, me being sexual on my own terms. That's where you drew the fucking line, wasn't it? Well, you couldn't take not owning me, and so you had to put me in my fucking place. Yes. Come inside me. Come inside me. Will you choke me to it? Release your fucking demons into my gut. Baby, I hate you for all eternity. I genuinely hate you. Thank you. I doubted you. I doubted that you had that in you for a second. How do you feel? Yeah. I know. I know. It stews inside you, doesn't it? It boils up, ready to throw you off balance until you're nothing but a sobbing mess on the ground. Unable to even punch up the dried up earth. Believe me, I know everything about it. No, no. Don't despair. What you've done isn't futile. You are just warming up. Sharpening a reprisal for when the day comes. Can you sense it? He's up there. And he feels it all. I think he's scared him this time. Him scared of us. It's a delight like I've never known. Our time will come. And when it does, I will let venomous retribution rain down on him, like all the fire and brimstone from the Book of Revelations combined. And that will be a release greater than you've ever known. Will you wait with me? Yeah. I guess you don't have much else to do, do you? I will wait. Until vengeance gives us peace. And we can finally leave this cursed place behind us. Thank you. For taking part in that with me. Sweet nightmares, my sweet